This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the second week, it's the second week of late summer now, the first full week of the restless Billy Goat Moon and the fourth week of the Sun in Leo. As late summer deepens, breeding time gets underway for most billy goats and does. And katydids sing on through the night. They call out the close of the dog days, and even though the heat often lingers, the rhythm of the season has shifted. Its tones have been altered, its colors and sounds and scents all pointing to fall. Now average temperatures start to drop a degree and a half every 7 days until the middle of September, at which point they decline about 1 degree every 3 days into January. Migration clucking among the robins increases. Some days there will be a long and steady cardinal song before sunrise, then silence. Hummingbirds, wood ducks, Baltimore orioles, and purple martins start to disappear south. When katydids sing and billy goats are restless, then cottonwood foliage is yellowing. Black walnut foliage is thinning, foretaste of the great leaf drop to come. Locust leaves turn brown, damaged by leaf miners. Violet Joe pieweed grays like thistle down. Tall goldenrod is heading up, and rose pink and great blue lobelia color the waysides. In the thunderstorms of late summer, green acorns fall to the sweet rockets growing back among the budding asters. This is the time that spiders in the woods weave their final webs, and fireflies complete their cycle. Monarch butterflies become a little more common in their passage to Mexico, and another generation of cabbage butterflies, swallowtails, and skippers emerges. Sometimes great imperial moths appear at porch lights, and autumn yellow jackets come to the fallen apples and plums. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late summer. In the meantime, watch for the bright orange leaves of Judas maples, betraying the Messiah of summer.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.